Una, what's happening? This is the Maniacal Man's Kyle Smith speaking from the future about the past and the present. The present about the past and the future? I'm just speaking at this moment. Listen up and enjoy these words. You can follow me at Maniacal Menace on Instagram or ManiacalMenace.com. That's ManiacalMenace.
It's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Boom. What's up, what's up, what's up? All right. Back again with another edition of Tell Me a Joke, the guideline of chasing the dream. I'm your host of Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith. Say it like a whole thing, like the pimp named Slickback. The pimp, a pimp. Man, this is going to be a quick one. A little quickie, a little Sunday, Monday podcast. Just to throw out there because I want to explain what the fuck has been going on. It's Sober October. I've been sober for 4 days now. I just started. This is the first time this is going to be actually a caught up reference of my podcast. Tell me a joke. No jokes given. No fucks given. Fucks have been given. I do give a fuck about this. This is why I'm coming to explain to you, because I don't know what the fuck's been going on, but you can't dwell on the past, man. You got to keep moving forward. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. This Sober October has been revitalizing. I feel refreshed. It's only 4 days in, and I feel I have more energy. You know, I'm giving less fucks about certain things, especially with this situation here. Basically, what happened is my last episode that I had, my episode 36, Catch Up with the Mustard. I'll post a picture and shit. I'll put it up there. But, yeah, and my shit has been, I don't know what the fuck be going on, man. I tried to upload it last time and I exported it and shit fucking just erased. I don't, like, the shit just went fucking blank. Like, if anybody has any idea how to recover my shit, I've been trying, but it won't recover. I can't restore my last point on this computer. I'm not really sure what the fuck's been going on with it. I've taken some of the things that were on it. I've moved it to the passport just so I can have more memory on here. If that was the case, that apparently that was not the case. It still won't restore. And I feel terrible that it happened. I want to be able to recover it, but I guess that'll be long, later down the line, if I can ever recover it. I know to take extra precaution, and I should probably take the original files and save them somewhere on the internet before, and just in case this shit happens again. So, you know. Yeah, that's why I didn't have a podcast last Tuesday. And yeah, I mean, shit, I'm trying. I try to do these things and I do a lot. I do pretty well. I do, for, you know, for the most part. But to say that this internet shit is, it's not to my liking anymore. I really want to watch the social, the fuck is that show on Netflix? The Social Dilemma. I want to watch that just so I can have better insight on, you know, when I mention this, that the internet is fucking evil. It is just, oh my God. It really takes a toll on the human psyche. And at this moment, since I am fucking sober as shit, besides that coffee, I do drink coffee from time to time, so besides that, other than that, like, my brain has been clear. I've gone clear, you guys. It's opened up, and I can think clearly now. I see where I want to go. It's been nice. It's been eye opening, and I'm gonna get for this month of October. I'm really gonna get more into meditating and trying to find myself more, becoming one with myself, really getting in there. I've been reading audiobooks. Well, as y'all know, I don't fucking read, but I've been getting into these audiobooks, and I've been listening. I've been having motherfuckers read to me. Like, if you can't read, that, I mean, I can read. It's just that I don't like to read. My reading and comprehension is terrible, fucking terrible. You know, I read shit, but my ADHD gets in the way, and like, I don't comprehend what the fuck I just read. Like, you know, it doesn't sit, doesn't stick. And I gotta wind up reading it again and again and again, and I'm like, yeah, no. But if somebody reads it to me, oh, I'm all attentive, I'm all ears, I'm ready to get it in. And what's really opened my eyes about certain things to where, you know, don't let shit stress you, especially life situations that you have no control over. I read this book by Richard R. Doty, you know. Before I even fuck it up, I'm going to just look his name up. But it's called Into the Magic Shop. And let me tell you who Richard M. Doty. I know Doty is the last name, D-O-T-Y. And yeah, hold on. Oh, James R. Doty, not Richard. Fucking James. Jimmy Doty. And it has been very insightful, very much insightful. Like, it's really opened my mind and my heart. And it's a really insightful book. If anybody, like, I guess I'm gonna be giving out book recommendations now. First book recommendation, Your Dirty Nigga Soul by my homie Barbin Broussard. The Art of Joking Word, I believe that's what it is, by my homie Kales. Yeah, I might try to put links up or something like that. I'm not sure. The Art of Joking Word, and that's my homie from Cali. He's another person that does comedy poetry like me, like I do it. And he's fucking good. And he has a book out on fucking Amazon to where he has poetry, and it's dope. I haven't read it or anything. Oh, my homie fucking Jeff Buck, he also has a book on a Thousand Jokes or something like that. I'm sorry, but you know, I'm just getting into fucking books and shit. So, yeah, check that shit out, man. These are people that I've actually read Your Dirty Nigga Soul myself, because it's not read. He hasn't read it. Byron hasn't read it. But I haven't read The Art of Joking Word, but it's there if y'all want to check it out. So, you know, I've been getting into just trying to find myself more, which is probably all we're going to be trying to do anyway. Who am I? Who are the person that I am trying to be? What am I trying to do? Where am I trying to go? How am I going to succeed in life? And I'm a big believer in manifestation, man. Sit down, fucking really open your mind and your heart to manifest whatever you want to accomplish, to achieve in life. And That's where I'm at. That's the process that I'm going through. And it's fucking helpful. Like, it's scary that it happens, but if you're connected, if you're one with the universe, that shit's gonna, like, it just happens. Like, if you read Into the Magic Shop, which is, about James R. Doty, he basically, he used to like magic, and he went to this magic shop to go get a thumb, a fake thumb, a little, so he can, you know, do magic tricks and shit. And the thumb that you put the handkerchiefs in and all that, sleight of hand, such, yada, yada, yada. He went to the magic shop, and basically what happened was he talked to, he ran into the magic shop owner's mother, who taught him about meditation. And I guess it was like, you just have to read it, you know, just listen to it. It's fucking good. It's fucking good. And it's basically how he manifested what he wanted in life. Like, he wanted to be a neurosurgeon, but he grew up poor. His mother was suicidal, and his dad was an alcoholic, you know, so he felt as if he had nothing to live for in life. But he ran into the magic shop owner's mother, and she taught him the keys to being able to manifest, and meditation, and going on through life with magic, basically. Which brings back to the homie Byron, who this book here just made me think of him altogether, because he's into chaos magic, which I don't know if there's a difference or not, or if this is exactly what he's doing, but he seems like a happy dude. And, you know, basically you can manifest the things that you want in life and where you want to go. You know, just write down your goals and you think positively about that. Open your heart, open your mind, and, you know, fucking really, really focus on where you want to go, what you want to be, how you want to do it, and how it wants to come. And it comes to you. Like, this has happened. This has happened to me. Like, I've manifested certain things that I've wanted to where I want to be. Like, this car that I have. Like, I really sat down and was like, this is the one I want. This is the one I'm going to get. I'm going to have that. Your positive affirmations. You know, that's, I've always been telling y'all, man, read them, say them things out loud, man. They help. They fucking help. They get you, they get it going. And so, you know, I'm just really ready to see what this month holds for me. Like, I'm still working, fucking still, you know, getting it in. I got enough to pay this deductible. So if I haven't mentioned, I haven't, y'all don't know yet, but this is present time. I'm just to tell you, today is Monday. Actually, it's Sunday, but when you hear this, it will be Monday. Like, my car got flooded out, and my new car that I bought flooded that bitch out at work, by any means, at fucking work, you know, which is that bullshit. Like, goddamn. I come here to work and try to, you know, make my money, and this is where my car fucking breaks down. I ran through some high ass water. I didn't think it was that high. And it fucking flooded my shit out. Fucking got water in the tank. Got water in the engine. When you get water in the engine, that breaks the whole engine. Got to get a whole new engine. I guess it's a good thing because I get a whole new engine. I mean, it's not going to be a brand new engine, but it might have less miles. Football coach. It might have less miles compared to the engine that I normally had. So, you know, but these mechanics, they'll fucking stiff you. They're always just trying to get money and shit. Man, this fucking engine is costing like $4,200-something. But my deductible is just $1,000. So I pay that deductible. Boom. Get the fuck out of my face. Fix my shit. And they keep that motherfucker there. They trying to get all the money from the insurance that they can. You fucking mechanics or something else. Because necessarily, you don't have to spend. I could get an engine myself, pay way less than that, and fix it myself. It's just the time, the parts, and the labor that you don't want to go through. But, yeah, if I wanted to, bitch, I'd just fix that shit myself. If I had the time, fuck you mechanics. I'll fix that shit my goddamn self. Y'all, hey, they stiff the shit out of you. For no apparent reason. For no reason. They just want to make their money. Leave the car there. Just having the car there was going to be like $800. Not even getting it looked at and shit. Just the 3 days that it was going to have to be on a diagnostic. Why you going to have my car? Why does it take 3 days for the diagnostic to read? I don't know. But boom. That racks it up to $800-something already. And it's like, damn, you ain't even touched the tools yet. But all right, fuck you, sir. That's why you get insurance. Being adult about things, and if you got to lead a lot, you got to have full coverage anyway. If you're going the legit route, now there's places out here that you can get a car for $1,000. It's just a junker. It's a junker car, but it's a car. It'll get you from A to B. $1,000. We got you. So, you know, I'm on my adult tip, doing what I got to do. And I'm manifesting the things that I want. I'm going to sit down, fucking meditate, get my mantra going. Pin clicks is what I think about. I think about pin clicks, the operation that a pin has to go through just to clear my mind and not think about anything else. Like, especially when my mind starts to wander, because it happens a lot. My mind wanders, and I don't like, it's very hard to control my thoughts because they go everywhere. And I was so excited once I stopped smoking and everything, because, you know, once that happens, your dreams become more lucid. And I have a very vivid imagery of whenever I think of things. So I was excited. I haven't had any real lucid dreams yet, but, you know, give it some time, about a week or something like that. I'm not sure. But I feel great. I feel amazing. I feel like I'm back to my old self. Things aren't as hazy anymore. This month is going to be, it's not going to be as challenging as the first time I did the Sober October, or the hashtag cold turkey, when I went cold turkey in December. Which is this? That's a wrong time to do it, because the New Year's coming around. I mean, it's fun to get fucked up during the New Year's and to say that you were clean all month. It's a fun time, but you know, the holiday season. Nah, you probably would like to drink and smoke during the holiday. And then it's 2020. Like, this is not the time to be going sober. Not during 2020. It's almost over, man. This shit. And good old Trump out there got the COVID. Motherfucker saying that the COVID was a hoax, but you got that shit now. And it's like, oh, okay. It might be a hoax that he's doing. Who cares? I ain't into politics. I don't give a fuck about it. But it's like, goddamn. I'm in the process. I think I've registered. I'm not registered, but I'm registered. Yeah, you know what? I'm doing my thing. So I thank y'all for being there. Thank y'all for helping a nigga. I'm that guy. I'm that guy that's always helping other people. So it's nice to actually have help from others. Y'all don't really know if I'm getting help or not. I mean, shit, it doesn't matter. But I do appreciate the people that are praying for me, thinking about me. And, you know, I'm there for you guys. Love y'all. Fucking stick to your affirmations. I told you this wasn't going to be long. Hopefully I'm able to get this out, and hopefully things don't fuck up anymore. I'm on episode 36. Episode 37 will be coming out Tuesday. So, well, tomorrow, if you want to put it that way. But, yeah. So, I don't know. Stay tuned, man. Hopefully the future looks better. Hopefully things get better. I'm going to start going back out on the stage now, because things are starting to open back up, which is good. I've been missing the stage. I've really been missing that. I think that's what's going to bring all this together, put it all back to normalcy, because I haven't. It's been like fucking since this COVID started, I guess April. You know, May, June, July, August, September, October. 6 months. 6 months since I've been on the stage. I don't like it. I definitely want to get back out there. I know I'm going to be nervous, but I got to get back on that bike, man. Got to get back in that water. Yeah, it's going to be cold, but fuck. Nigga, it'll warm up once you start swimming. So, once again, thank y'all for being there. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for thank the people that, you know, Canada, all other places that this is reaching. Man, say hi to your loved ones. Fucking call somebody, check on them, check on your strong friends, because you never know who's gonna be here tomorrow or not. Happy birthday, daddy. Shout out to pops. And yeah, man, keep on pushing. So, ooh, that was a lot of shit. Turn this down a little bit. But Yeah, man. I'm gonna keep grinding. I got these poems that need to, something needs to be done. And I'm gonna get into it. LeVar Burton, the Maniacal Man's reads, .. stories is being worked on. I got many stories that I've wrote already that are being prepared to be put out there. As soon as I get this apartment, I'm looking to get an apartment because, you know, I ain't going to be staying with my parents forever. Also, I am wealthy now. I'm going to say that. Like, I ain't wealthy. Like, I ain't rich or nothing. But, I'm comfortable where my funds are at. So, affirmations. I am wealthy. I am healthy. And I'm one with the world of the universe. I don't know. We're going somewhere. But yeah, man, keep it easy. Stay classy. And take care of your loved ones. Stay safe and shit like that. The episode 36, it was the first time I did my sweater gods. And that's an explanation that I'll tell you. Basically, sweater god. Sweater gods, you know, like, nigga, it's basically, I talk about fun facts, do little fun facts that, I don't know if I explained this before, I don't know where it's at, and it doesn't matter, sweater gods, that's when I first started it, on episode 36, so, y'all just stay tuned, man, keep listening, thank y'all for listening, thank y'all for being there, go subscribe to my YouTube, Maniacal Minutes Comedy, go check out my website, I'm gonna try to fucking update it and beef it up more, get you a little store up there, go ahead and start selling some merch and shit, and start getting back on the stage and doing what I do, man. The time is nigh, and the end is not, you know what, words, put it that way, listen up and enjoy them. Thank y'all for being there. I gotta get some sleep, because I got work in the morning. But until next time, see y'all on the go around, man.